USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian rockets hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, during the United Nations Secretary General's visit to the city. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I was shocked to be informed that two rockets had exploded in the city where I am. So this is a dramatic war, and we absolutely need to end this war, and we absolutely need to have a solution for this war.
German energy company Uniper has conceded to Russia's demands and will pay in rubles, outlined by Moscow, despite concerns it will undermine sanctions even more. Moscow threatened to pull the plug on Europe's gas supply unless the companies fulfilled their payments in rubles. The United States tried to prevent the war in Ukraine by threatening sanctions on Russia. That failed to meet the objective. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Google is now providing users the ability to have personal data removed from some search engine capabilities.
Google is taking requests to remove search results with personal information. The search result engine now has a form users can submit to hide pages that show information such as phone numbers, home addresses, or personal images. However, results won't automatically be removed. Requests must be considered, and there must be an explicit or implicit threat of abuse for it to go through. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge on Wednesday denied Elon Musk's request to drop a 2018 settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission that required some of his tweets to be pre-approved because of the financial consequences it could have. The decision means Musk could remain censored by the federal government from freely tweeting about Tesla, despite becoming the new owner of Twitter in a few months. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Alignment of NASA's James Webb Space Telescope is now complete and will move forward into its next and final series of preparations known as Science Instrument Commissioning. After full review, the observatory has been confirmed to be capable of capturing crisp, well-focused images. The process Science Instrument Commissioning will take about 2 months. George P. Bush, the Texas Land Commissioner, told Newsmax on Thursday that the situation on the southern border is out of control and President Biden has not made it a priority.
By lifting Title 42, this situation only gets worse. Jason's photography and imagery just shows you the sophistication of the cartels on the other side, their ability to counter-surveil our assets, transiting humans and narcotics, namely fentanyl, which is now three times more profitable for the cartels than other forms of narcotics. And these are killing Texas children. The sense of urgency that we have in Texas is there. We just need that same level of commitment from our national government. And so that's why, as a candidate, I'm saying that state of Texas, along with the state of Arizona, by the way, invokes its own sovereignty and allows our honorable local law enforcement and the officials that you see in this incredible imagery to enforce federal immigration law, because if Secretary Mayorkas does not give his troops the resources, then Texas will.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.